Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a roller with ragga, cut swing, and a DJ-friendly structure. Today we're making a drum and bass track that feels relentless, smooth, and alive. The vibe is proper roller energy, tight drums, a swinging top loop, chopped ragga-style vocals, and a bass line that locks in without crowding the groove. We're also going to think like DJs, so the arrangement will have a clean intro, a proper drop, a breakdown, and an outro that's easy to mix. Before we start, set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a great classic D&B starting point. Open arrangement view and create a few tracks for drums, bass, vocal chops, atmosphere or FX, and any impact sounds or fills. If you like, color code them so the session stays easy to read. That sounds like a small thing, but when you're building quickly, it really helps. Now the main mindset for this style is phrase-based writing. In drum and bass, everything tends to work in blocks of 4, 8, and 16 bars. A 4-bar phrase feels like a sentence. An 8-bar phrase feels like a section. A 16-bar phrase gives you a major movement, like a drop or a DJ intro. Keep that in your head as you build. Let's start with the drum foundation, because in a roller, the drums are the engine. Put down a standard D&B backbeat with a snare on beats 2 and 4. That backbeat is non-negotiable if you want it to feel like drum and bass. Then add kick notes that support the momentum without getting too busy. A simple starting point could be kicks on 1, the end or the late part of the bar before the snare, and then again later in the phrase. You're looking for push, not clutter. If you're using a drum rack, load up a kick and snare that are punchy and clean. For the snare, keep it short and sharp. A good beginner chain is EQ8, then drum bus, then saturator. On EQ8, I pass around 120 to 150 Hz so the snare doesn't fight the low end. If it needs a little more body, gently boost around 180 to 220 Hz. If it needs more crack, add a bit around 2 to 5 kHz. Then on drum bus, use only a little drive. You're just adding energy, not destroying the sample. After that, a touch of saturator with soft clip-on can help it hit harder without getting brittle. Now add hats for motion. A roller needs forward movement, and closed hats are one of the easiest ways to get that. Start with simple 1/8-note hats or offbeat hats, then add a few extra 1/16 notes if the groove needs more lift. The important part is not just the notes themselves, but the feel. In Ableton, you can use the groove pool to add subtle swing. Try a light MPC-style swing amount, somewhere around 55 to 58%, and keep it subtle. You want the hats and percussion to breathe, not wobble all over the place. A good rule here is to keep the kick and snare mostly straight. Let the top elements swing. That's where the ragga cut feel starts to come alive. If you swing everything too much, you lose the D&B backbone and the track stops rolling. So, feel free to move the hats and chopped percussion, but keep the main backbeat locked. Next, let's add ghost notes and little percussion details. These are the tiny hits that make the groove feel human. Think low-velocity snares, rim clicks, short woodblocks, or conga-style taps. You can place them just before or after the main snare, or tuck them into the spaces between phrases. Keep them low in the mix and lightly panned if you want width. This is where the ragga cut part starts to feel like a performance instead of just a loop. Now for the vocal energy, which is a huge part of this style. Find a short ragga-style vocal phrase. It could be your own voice, a royalty-free sample, or something with attitude, like come again, pull up, massive, or sound system. You want something short, rhythmic, and characterful. Don't think of it as a full vocal line. Think of it like a rhythmic instrument. Drop the vocal into an audio track and turn warp on. If it's a full phrase, Complex Pro is usually a safe choice. If you're going to chop it hard, beats can work really well too. Once it's warped correctly, either chop it manually in arrangement view or slice it to a new MIDI track. For this style, slicing is really fun, because you can play the vocal like a drum part. Now arrange the slices so they land in the rhythmic gaps. Great spots are the end of 2, just before the snare, or the last half of a 4-bar phrase where you want to fill. The goal is to make the vocal behave like percussion with personality. You do not want the vocal just floating on top. You want it to punch into the groove. On the vocal chain, start with EQ8 and high pass the low end, usually somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. Remove any mud in the low mids if needed, then add a compressor if the chops are uneven. Keep it gentle. After that, a short echo throw can be really effective on selected hits. Don't drown the whole vocal in delay. Instead, automate the dry/wet on the last word of a phrase, or on one single chop. That gives you a nice little dub-style answer without washing out the groove. A small amount of reverb can also help, but keep it controlled. The vocals should feel sharp and rhythmical. Now let's build the bass line. For a beginner roller, a simple bass setup is easiest to control. You can use Wavetable, Operator, or Analog. A good stock Ableton approach is either a restyle patch or a split sub and mid layer. If you want a reese, try to detune saw waves in Wavetable, then low pass them a bit and add subtle distortion. If you prefer more control, split the bass into a clean sub and a separate mid bass layer. That's often the best way to keep the low end solid while giving yourself some room to shape the character. For the sub, keep it simple. Use Operator with a sine wave, keep it mono with utility, and avoid overprocessing it. You want the sub to be the foundation. If needed, add a tiny bit of saturator so it translates on smaller speakers, but keep it subtle. The sub should be felt more than heard. For the mid-bass, Wavetable or Analog are both great. Add a little saturation, maybe some filter movement with auto-filter, and if you want a rougher edge, a touch of Redux can add grit. Again, don't overdo it. A roller bass line works best when it sits in the pocket. It should groove with the drums, not fight them. When writing the bass rhythm, think about space. Leave room for the snare. Shorter notes often work better than long sustained notes. Start with offbeat notes and small rhythmic answers to the vocal chops or drum hits. A nice beginner trick is to make the bass phrase echo the vocal rhythm in a simplified way. That creates call and response, which is a huge part of jungle and DNB energy. Now let's talk about swing, because this is where the track starts to feel special. The secret is not to swing the whole track. Swing the top loop, the hats, the percussion, and the vocal cuts. Keep the kick and snare mostly straight. That way you preserve the driving DNB backbone, while still getting that loose ragga lean. In Groove Pool, you can drag a groove onto the hat clip or vocal clip, then adjust the amount to around 20-40% for a subtle feel. If you love the groove, you can commit it later, but while you're still building, it's smart to keep it flexible. A really helpful beginner note here is this. If something feels too busy, simplify before you edit more. Sometimes the answer is not more notes. Sometimes it's just better spacing. Now let's shape the arrangement so DJs can actually use it. Start with a 16-bar intro. Keep it clean and mix-friendly. Use drums, a bit of ambience, maybe some filtered percussion, and maybe the bass tease if you want to hint at what's coming. But don't drop the full hook too early. A DJ-friendly intro gives space for mixing, and sets up the energy without giving everything away at once. Then bring in your first drop for 16 or 32 bars. This is where the full groove lands, drums, bass, and the vocal chop hook together. Keep it exciting, but also think in small variations. Every 4 or 8 bars, change something. Drop a kick for a moment, add a fill, shift a vocal chop, or open the bass filter briefly. These tiny changes keep the roller moving without wrecking the identity of the groove. After that, give us an 8-bar breakdown. Pull back the drums, let the atmosphere breathe, maybe keep a few vocal fragments or a filtered bass swell. This creates contrast, and contrast makes the next drop feel bigger. Then come back with a second drop, either 16 or 32 bars, but make it different. Maybe the bass rhythm changes slightly, the percussion gets busier, or the vocal chops answer each other in a new way. The second drop should feel like an upgrade, not just a copy. Finish with a 16-bar outro. Strip away the main bass and vocal hook gradually, and leave enough drum and percussion energy that a DJ can mix out cleanly. That's a big part of making a track feel professional. It's not just about the drop, it's about how the track enters and exits the mix. Movement is what keeps a roller alive, so use automation thoughtfully. Automate bass filter cutoff over 8 bars to create a sense of progression. Add echo throws on vocal chops at the end of phrases. Filter the drums a little during breakdowns. If you want extra impact before a drop, use a reverse reverb, a crash, or even a tiny moment of silence. That little pause can make the return hit much harder. When it comes to mix glue, keep it light at this stage. On the drum bus, a glue compressor with gentle settings is enough. Think about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, not more. On the master, resist the urge to squash everything. You want headroom while you're writing. Save the heavy mastering mindset for later. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't swing the kick and snare too much. That kills the drive. Second, don't make the bass too long. Long notes can smother the snare and muddy the groove. Third, don't overuse vocal chops. If every bar is full, the hook loses impact. And fourth, don't ignore the intro and outro. DJs need clean mixing points, and a good arrangement makes your track much more useful. If you want to push the style darker, you can add a little more harmonic aggression to the bass with subtle distortion or roar. Darken the vocal chops with EQ. pitch shifts, or filtering. Add eerie atmospheres like drones, noise, reversed hits, or filtered pads, but keep them low in the mix. The main thing is still the groove. Always protect the roller feel. Here's a great quick practice exercise. Build an 8-bar loop at 174 BPM with one kick and snare pattern, one swung hat loop, one chopped ragga vocal, and one bass line. Make sure the snare lands on 2 and 4. Use groove pull swing on the hats. Slice the vocal into at least 4 pieces. Leave space in the bass for the snare. Then in bars 7 and 8, do one small variation, like a bass filter move, a vocal echo throw, a short drum fill, or a half-bar kick dropout. That's enough to make the loop feel like a real D&B roller.